Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We're presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. If you need service, call 444-7200. Bosky also provides plumbing, roofing, and restoration services in addition to their heating and cooling. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you to Carlos and his team over at Bosky. Today's show, we're going to start with our good friend Brian Cochran. Brian, I don't know if I love you because you're always on Friday and it's the end of the week, or you're just a good guy. What do you think?
It's probably Friday.
I'm just teasing you. Hey, we were joking around before the show started, you know, talking a little basketball, and today we have you on the phone. I appreciate you spending the time with us because I know you are very busy. Brian, I need you to tell us a little bit about why the market is so positive, despite the fact that we still have a high level of COVID all around our country.
Yeah, a couple things. So, obviously, yeah, we still have deaths happening at a high rate, but the trend on overall cases is declining, and the numbers we're seeing on vaccinations are more positive, I think, than some people realize. And it's putting us on path to probably open the economy maybe a little sooner than some people may have expected.
Well, and I know that there is a lot of positivity, but I also know that there's one political side of the aisle that's been really scared about the new administration and how that's going to affect their investment dollars. But the markets continue to be positive.
Yeah, and the market doesn't really care who's in power that much. They're focused on the economy. And with that expectation of the economy opening more, I think that's what's got the market really positive. Our numbers show that corporate profits for the S&P 500, so that's the 500 largest companies in the U.S., are projected to grow as much as 20% this year. So that's what people are looking at. And part of the reason for that is we think the highest risk people are likely to be vaccinated in just the next couple months. So, for example, Jim, how many people do you think there are in the U.S. that are over age 55?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's about 96.5 million.
Wow, and I'm one of those.
So, yeah, so out of about just under 330 million people in the U.S., about 96 million plus are over 55. What percentage of COVID deaths do you think happened to people over 55?
I don't know.
It was about 92% of all COVID deaths happened in that group.
Wow.
So you've got 96 million people, about a third of the country, representing 92% of the deaths. And the reason that's important is we're averaging just over a million vaccinations a day right now. And if other vaccines like the Johnson & Johnson version that's coming out right now, if those can get out into the market, we could see that number get closer to 2 million a day. So when you heard the Biden administration talking about vaccinating 100 million people in 100 days, that's not exactly a stretch goal. I think they set a goal out there that they knew they could accomplish, because that's the pace we're already on track to run. So the key thing here is if you've got 96 million people over 55 that represent 92% of COVID deaths, and we can vaccinate a million of them a day over the next 100 days, you could vaccinate the high-risk population in the next couple of months. 2 to 3 months, you're going to have most of them vaccinated. So I think a lot of people are saying, oh, the economy won't open until July, August, September. But if you can get this high-risk population in a lower-risk place because they are vaccinated and they all accept that vaccine, then you're looking at a population that is no longer at risk, and it really gives us more freedom to open the economy, to start to interact with each other, with travel, with commerce, restaurants, whatever it might be. We can go out and live our lives again.
Brian, you mentioned in past shows that the financial markets are maybe the greatest pricing index ever, because they just have so much data and there's so much, you know, stock prices and bond prices and every investment instrument there is. And they have just a ton of data. So this is data that we don't all have. Tell us about your website and maybe some resources people can find on a regular basis about what's going on in the markets that might be helpful.
Yeah, so when we either learn something new and write about it ourselves, or if we invite a guest speaker to inform our clients, we capture that information and we put it on our website, johnmoore.com, and there's a section at the top called Insights. If you click that, that's just our blog, and it's full of different information. We try to keep it very relevant to what's happening in the markets and what people are wondering about at the time. And one thing we have coming up just tomorrow, actually, is our annual education day that we present to our clients. Usually we do that in person. This year we're doing it via Zoom. One of the benefits of that is it's very easy to record. So we're going to record our three guest speakers that are coming to share on health and wellness lessons, COVID statistics and trends, as well as market conditions and trends. And all three of those guest speakers will record their content. We're going to create a bit of a highlight reel of that content. So if you come back in the coming weeks, we'll have that posted on johnmoore.com on the Insights page so you can get the best of what we're presenting to our clients.
Brian, I can't let you go with asking you a couple Super Bowl questions, my friend. Who's your pick?
You know, I've got a Tom Brady fan in my household. My youngest son's a Tom Brady fan. So for the good of all of us, I hope that Tom pulls out one last Super Bowl victory, because otherwise I'll have a moping son sulking around the house for weeks, and I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, Brian, and lastly, I know that, you know, as a parent, and you have boys that are both athletes, how important is athletics for our kids? Because it's been shut down in so many areas around the country. I just got to believe that we can create some kind of athletic contest. I've even thought about, you and I love basketball, so maybe if somebody won't let us have team sports, maybe we can have races around the track dribbling a basketball and spread everybody out by 200 yards. What do you think?
That'd be great. I mean, my kids, when we were able to get them into a couple of athletic activities over the summer, some camps that were managed very safely, and then also some just training type environments, the difference in their outlook, in their energy, in their mood when they were in sports was night and day. Part of it was just being around their peers, but also just getting that exertion and getting that sense of competition back. It was great. So anything we can do, again, hopefully with the vaccine out, hopefully with COVID numbers dropping quickly, we can get back to that place sooner than later, because our kids certainly, they deserve it and they need it.
I know you have a big day for the rest of the day trying to get ready for tomorrow, and we're looking forward to being able to see that on the johnmoore.com website, available under the Insights tab in the next week or so. So thanks again for joining us today, Brian, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a good afternoon, Jim.
Appreciate you.